Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have ourselves a little split personality going on across the Midwest this morning. On the west side of the Mississippi River, it's raining and some thunderstorm activity occurring. The temperatures aren't too bad over there. We're running mostly in the 50s and even up around 60 degrees. On the east side of the Mississippi, we have mostly fair skies, light southeasterly winds. It's a very warm morning, sunny, though, and temperatures running mostly in the 50s, a few upper 40s across the Great Lakes region. And it looks as though the shower activity in the western Corn Belt will work its way eastward eventually. One of the interesting scenarios that's playing out here across the Midwest is that these storm systems that are slated to come across the region over this next 3 or 4 days will tend to be a lot more significant in the western Corn Belt than they will be in the east. I don't want to imply that it's not going to rain in the eastern areas, but the precipitation, once it gets into the areas from Indiana and Michigan into Ohio and Kentucky, will probably be a lot more erratic and light. And so there will be opportunities for field work to continue to advance around the precipitation. And it looks like if we step back and look at the big picture right now, soil conditions at the topsoil level are actually a little bit on the firm side in portions of Ohio and areas southward into Alabama and parts of Mississippi and Georgia. Some areas are a lot drier than others. It's not a crisis by any means. There's plenty of subsoil moisture out there, but as we go forward through these next few days, we're probably going to see some of those areas that are seeing the firmer conditions pick up on a little bit of moisture that will be beneficial, but we're not necessarily going to soak down the easternmost parts of the Midwest. In the west, however, it'll stay plenty wet, in fact, a little too wet. We're a little concerned about some of the soft wheat conditions in Missouri and Illinois, as well as the central U.S. Plains hard red winter wheat. Those areas may continue to be a little bit too wet, and eventually there may be some concern over the quality of those crops. Maybe some wet weather disease may start to evolve as well. As we go through this next 4 days or so, we're going to see other opportunities for rain coming and going across the Midwest. It's not just going to be today and tomorrow that we'll see showers and thunderstorms. The pattern is going to continue to be very active, and as it does so, we're likely to see a lot more rain occur in some of the western areas, maintaining soggy field conditions there. The storm system that will be impacting the western Corn Belt this weekend will also move through a fair amount of the eastern portions of the Midwest, but as it does, it's probably not likely to have a huge impact on the eastern Midwest again. We'll see precipitation in quite a few areas, but the amounts of moisture that occur are going to be lighter than usual, perhaps. And that's going to help us set the stage for quicker drying once the system moves through the region. A cold air mass will be settling down across the Midwest as we go into the early part of next week. And as that cool air comes in, it will dry us out. And that's when we'll see that soil firming up across quite a bit of the eastern Midwest, where we're seeing the lighter amounts of rain in this first week of the outlook. So the end result here is that we should still see aggressive field work take place over the next week across some of these areas in the eastern Midwest. Portions of the southeastern U.S., which already seems to have a little drier flavor going on, could become a lot drier still, and maybe some concern about that dryness will evolve as we move to the end of next week. We'll keep an eye on that. Daily highs in those areas will be in the 80s. We're going to see 80-degree highs across a big part of the lower and eastern Midwest over these next few days as well. But that cool air mass coming up early next week will push those temperatures back down again. Now, today will not be quite as warm as it will be from Friday through Sunday, but we will see good drying rates across a big part of the region as those 80-degree temperatures start to fester across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.